Вы услышите текст. В заданиях обведите цифру 1, 2 или 3, соответствующую выбранному вами варианту ответа. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 60 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями. Now we are ready to start.
The world of music has been stunned by the death of Whitney Houston, a famous American singer and actress. She was found dead in her hotel room on the 11th of February 2012, just on the eve of the Grammy Awards. The cause of her death is still unknown. She had been born to sing. Her mother was a soul and a gospel singer, and her cousin, Dionne Warwick, was one of the unforgettable voices of American pop. At the age of 11, Whitney was already singing in her local church in Newark. In the early 80s, Whitney Houston started working as a fashion model. At the same time, she sang in nightclubs with her mother. When the producer Cliff Davis saw her, he was so impressed that he immediately signed a contract with her. Whitney's first album came out in 1985. It became a bestseller. The press called her one of the most exciting new voices in years. She went on to produce hit after hit and became one of the biggest stars on the planet. In 1989, the singer set up the Whitney Houston Foundation for Children, a non-profit organization that raises money for the needs of children around the world. It takes care of homeless children and children with cancer or AIDS. Whitney Houston's first film role was in The Bodyguard, which came out in 1992. The theme song to the film, I Will Always Love You, broke all records at that time. It stayed at number one in charts for 14 weeks in the UK and 26 weeks in America. By 1992, Whitney Houston was on top of the world, but her life was about to get very rocky. That year, she married Bobby Brown, a soul singer who was known for taking drugs. They were married for 14 years, but they had a troubled life. She became ill because of taking drugs with her husband, and people began to notice that her voice wasn't as good as it used to be. In her last few years, Houston looked unhealthy, and she was no longer able to sing the high notes for which she had become so famous. With her death, the music world has lost one of its most legendary stars. For millions of music fans, she will be remembered for the amazing songs.
You have 30 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the text again.
The world of music has been stunned by the death of Whitney Houston, a famous American singer and actress. She was found dead in her hotel room on the 11th of February 2012, just on the eve of the Grammy Awards. The cause of her death is still unknown. She had been born to sing. Her mother was a soul and a gospel singer, and her cousin, Dionne Warwick, was one of the unforgettable voices of American pop. At the age of 11, Whitney was already singing in her local church in Newark. In the early 80s, Whitney Houston started working as a fashion model. At the same time, she sang in nightclubs with her mother. When the producer Cliff Davis saw her, he was so impressed that he immediately signed a contract with her. Whitney's first album came out in 1985. It became a bestseller. The press called her one of the most exciting new voices in years. She went on to produce hit after hit and became one of the biggest stars on the planet. In 1989, the singer set up the Whitney Houston Foundation for Children, a non-profit organization that raises money for the needs of children around the world. It takes care of homeless children and children with cancer or AIDS. Whitney Houston's first film role was in The Bodyguard, which came out in 1992. The theme song to the film, I Will Always Love You, broke all records at that time. It stayed at number one in charts for 14 weeks in the UK and 26 weeks in America. By 1992, Whitney Houston was on top of the world, but her life was about to get very rocky. That year, she married Bobby Brown, a soul singer who was known for taking drugs. They were married for 14 years, but they had a troubled life. She became ill because of taking drugs with her husband, and people began to notice that her voice wasn't as good as it used to be. In her last few years, Houston looked unhealthy, and she was no longer able to sing the high notes for which she had become so famous. With her death, the music world has lost one of its most legendary stars. For millions of music fans, she will be remembered for the amazing songs.
This is the end of the task. You now have 30 seconds to check your answers. This is the end of the listening test.